Good afternoon. This is a waived hearing for Mr. Corey Strine, ADC number 46935, before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for 31412A parole hearing to consider regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. I will introduce the members of the board conducting the hearing today. In the hearing room is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this waived hearing. I will begin this hearing with a summary.
Let me try, because we have two different attorneys. May I try the other attorney?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I will just continue with the summary if we get them on the phone.
That one was for Ruben, and this one is for Stanley.
Stanley.
Deputy Coconino County Attorney. Please leave your name and number, and I'll call you back as soon as I can.
Recording must begin at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Yes, this is the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. It is understanding you wish to participate in a hearing today with Mr. Corey Strine, and we're about to conduct that hearing. If you get this message within the next 5 minutes, please give us a call on 602-542-5656. The hearing will begin at this time. Thank you so very much, and please have a great afternoon. Thank you. I apologize, sir.
No, please go ahead. Thank you, Mr. Board Chairman. Again, this is a waived hearing for Mr. Corey Strine, ADC number 46935, and I will continue with the summary. Mr. Corey Strine is 61 years old. He was certified eligible by the Arizona Department of Corrections for 31412A, regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. The crime of first-degree murder occurred on or about November 10, 1982. He was approximately 27 years old at the time of the offense. He pled guilty on January 31, 1983, and was sentenced on February 15, 1983. We also have concurrent prison sentences for arson of an occupied structure, burglary, robbery, and attempt to commit theft, which have since expired. It should be noted that he has a criminal history dating back to 1975, including drug and alcohol-related charges, and a conviction for sexual assault in the state of Wisconsin in 1977. Mr. Strine has been 31412A parole eligible since November 2nd, 2008. I will read a summary of the current offense in question. On Wednesday, November 10, 1982, at approximately 3:30 a.m. in Fredonia, Coconino County, Arizona, Thomas Cornell Hamlin, a 77-year-old white male, was found fatally stabbed and beaten, his house set on fire. It was determined that the victim had been stabbed twice in the chest, his throat cut in three places, and a stab wound in the anus. The victim was then left for dead, and the house was set afire in two places. The autopsy revealed soot in the nostrils of the victim, indicating death after the fire was set, and further related that the victim had been choked and beaten. And that is just a short synopsis of the event. According to Mr. Strine's institutional progress report, he has had extensive programming in ADC to include achieving his GED and sex offender treatment, but he has not submitted a release plan. He has a moderate history of discipline in ADC from 1984 to 2017, with his last major on October 27, 2017, for positive or refusal to submit a urinalysis. This appears to be his 18th hearing before the board. recent offense in which his hearing is dedicated represented an escalation in violent criminal behavior. He has no letters of support in his parole packet. The Coconino County Attorney's Office submitted a letter dated December 8, 2017, opposing parole for Mr. Strine. That being stated, I will state that based on the serious nature of the incident offense, I do not believe that the supervised release of Mr. Strine would further the interests of justice nor be consistent with the safety and welfare of the public. But that's where I'll begin the discussion if there's any further input.
Mr. Canoe?
Yes, sir.
I would just add that without more solid information about the individual and his release plan, which he could have conveyed through his CO3, I don't think we have adequate information even based on what's provided to even make a decision about that.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. I will go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is I am making a motion to deny regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest for Mr. Corey Strine, ADC number 46935. The offense occurred in 1982, and he was sentenced in 1983, so I don't believe we have any provision for a set-off in this case. And I will state my reasons. Well, I'll go ahead and I'll make it for vote now. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Great. I also just make a comment to what Mr. Greenhouse said. It's just on his progress report, you know, the inmate does state that he did not wish to participate in the preparation of his report and has no comment at this time, which goes along with the fact that Ms. Rittenhouse is saying that he's just not willing to participate or provide any information that would assist.
If it helped us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. And I'll go ahead again and state that we have denied regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. And the reasons for denial are as follow: serious and violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, I'll say age of the victim, serious bodily injury. I think I stated. Well, certainly he was a he had a prior criminal history, a repeat offender, poor institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infraction. Lack of programming, poor no release plan, no family community support system. I don't know if we can state poor demeanor during hearing by not being here and not giving enough information, but I think what I've stated is sufficient. Did I miss anything?
I think we can put poor demeanor based on the statement that he made that he didn't want to participate.
Okay. Yeah. All right, poor demeanor during hearing. Anything else, fellow board members? So again, I will close by saying we voted unanimously to deny regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest for Mr. Corey Strine, ADC number 46935, and the reasons were stated on the record. This concludes our hearing.